Think about this information in big picture. Let's start by saying that there are two main genetic testing strategies that are available during pregnancy. These are either screening or diagnostic testing options. While screening options are non-invasive and pose no risk of miscarriage, diagnostic testing options are invasive and pose a small yet real risk of miscarriage. In CVS, or chorionic villus sampling, a sample of the placenta is obtained and analyzed for aneuploidies, while amniocentesis involves sampling of the amniotic fluid instead. The risk of miscarriage is generally slightly higher for CVS compared to amnio, which is in part related to the higher background risk of miscarriage earlier in the pregnancy. While diagnostic prenatal testing provides yes or no answers, prenatal screening technologies provide a revised risk assessment for a pregnancy. Screening options, on the other hand, involve ultrasound, imaging, and maternal and serum screening analysis, which we will focus on during the remainder of this module. Traditional maternal serum screening options vary by the timing, when they are available during pregnancy, detection rates for common aneuploidies, as well as types of techniques used in the actual test. And while the in-class clinical activity will focus on quad screens, and we will discuss this briefly, non-invasive prenatal screening, or NIPS, has become increasingly popular as a prenatal testing strategy.